of the American Legion Department of Indiana. This is an extraordinary organization, and I'm honored to be with you today. Before I begin, a point of personal privilege. As your governor and as a fellow American, I come to the podium with a heavy heart from the news we're all awakened to this morning. 12 police officers shot in Dallas. 5 officers lost their lives. I am grateful that this convention opened with a moment of silent prayer for our fallen heroes and their families. Our condolences and prayers go out to the families of these law enforcement officers who lost their lives in this horrific ambush that took place in Dallas last night. This cowardly attack is a national tragedy, and the hearts of every Hoosier are in Dallas today. I am particularly grateful that in just a few short moments, I'll join the Sons of the American Legion to lay a wreath at the memorial commemorating the 46 members of the Indiana State Police who have lost their lives in the line of duty since 1933. Previously on the schedule, that my wife and I would lay a wreath at the State Police Memorial today. Would you join me in thanking the Sons of the American Legion for loving our officers so much? Of course, the attack on the police officers in Dallas is a heartbreaking reminder of the risks that men and women in the law enforcement community take every day to protect and serve our communities. I just stopped by the training academy for the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department. 32 young cadets, 5 weeks into a 26-week first half of their training. Heroes all. And I looked them in the eye and shook every one of their hands and just said, I just came by to say thanks. In the wake of this tragedy, we must be clear. Violence and threats against law enforcement officers will never be tolerated in the state of Indiana. As we work hard to stand by our veterans and stand by those who serve, so also must we ensure that our law enforcement officers at every level have the training and the resources to defend themselves as they protect our communities. And this we will do. While today we think of our fallen officers as fellow Americans, our hearts also go out to the families of those who lost their lives in police shootings earlier this week. As we mourn with those who mourn, I believe it's also time to humble ourselves and reflect on how each of us, in renewed ways, might build bridges of opportunity and hope in struggling communities across our state. So let's pray. Let's pray for the fallen. Let's also pray for the grace to heal our land by standing with those who stand on the thin blue line and showing renewed compassion and care for all those struggling at the point of the knee. It's humbling for me always to stand before those who've worn the uniform. Because like the majority of Hoosiers and the majority of Americans, that's not part of my story. But I am the son of a soldier, combat veteran, Korea, who served at Pork Chop, came home put the medals in the drawer and never talked about it. Sometimes I think when my dad was raising me and my three brothers, all very close in age, that we were more of a platoon than a family. I'm also the proud father of a United States Marine. My son received his commission last year. So you can see it's humbling for me to be with all of you. But I'm honored to stand here alongside you members of the American Legion, veterans all, talk about what we have done together to support our veterans in the state of Indiana. You know, it just seems like yesterday that I had the privilege of joining many of you at a signing of 13 separate bills supporting veterans in the state of Indiana at the State House. My wrist is still a little bit sore, but I'm still smiling. And as Commander Lowry just said, the American Legion was there all along the way, making the case for the needs of our veterans. 81,000 members of the American Legion Department of Indiana, but Indiana is proud to be home to some 500,000 men and women who have worn the uniform of the United States of America. Thank you. I think you can also be proud that in the last few years, I've actually had the privilege as your governor of signing more than 30 veteran-specific bills. I thought I'd share them for just a moment with you and then return the podium for the rest of this day and the honors that will follow to so many that are well-deserving. Before I do that, let me also thank members of my team. You know, you're only as good as the people around you. And when I became governor, I didn't look any farther than a retired command sergeant major to lead the Indiana Department of Veterans Affairs. And he's with us today. Would you join me in thanking Jim Brown for his dedication and devotion to the veterans of the state? My pledge to each one of you is our administration will continue our commitment to veterans, living out a principle that Abraham Lincoln expressed in that second inaugural, to care for him who shall have borne the battle. And we've been about that business. From my very first day in office, I signed an executive order establishing the state's commitment to contracting with veteran-owned businesses, and I later signed legislation putting that commitment into law. The state of Indiana, I'm proud to say, is making a priority of doing business with veterans, and we're better off for it. In the early days of our administration, we also enacted and appropriated funding to educate and train our county veteran service officers that are such an important link to earned resources and benefits in the community of veterans in all 92 counties of Indiana. I'm proud to say, with the strong support of the legions all across the state of Indiana, we've gone from 8 county veteran service officers accredited with the federal VA to more than 70 today. We are making progress and driving toward federal accreditation, and this we will achieve. According to VA, Indiana's share of federally earned benefits for veterans has been on the rise each of the last few years, and that is evidence of more effective services for our veterans at the county level. Also, in the state of Indiana, we've also doubled the resources for the IDVA in order to better serve our Hoosier veterans. I'm pleased to say in calendar year 2015, the Department of Veterans Affairs was extremely active in Hoosier communities. They hosted 12 different veteran employment community outreach events with the strong support of the American Legion Department of Indiana. And according to our current records, Director Brown tells me that over 7,800 veterans are working today in Indiana because of opportunities they found at those special events. In fact, according to the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics, Indiana now has the second lowest unemployment rate for veterans in the United States of America, 2.4%. We've also been working harder to come alongside veterans who are struggling to make ends meet or to get started on life's ladder. The Department of Veterans Affairs sought out and received more than $2 million in a TANF grant back in April of 2015. They've been able to help more than 400 military families with critical services from job training to family and marital counseling to child care and the like. In addition, I'm pleased to say that I've twice now expanded eligibility for the Military Family Relief Fund. It's allowed us to help more veterans in the last 2 years than the first 8 years of the program combined. The people of Indiana are coming alongside those who serve as never before. And also, I'm very proud that in recognition of the expanding role women have in our military, we launched in our administration the Women in Indiana Who Are Veterans program. The WinVet program is all about empowering women veterans by providing resources, quality communication. We actually had in April our very first Women's Veterans Conference in the state of Indiana, and we are grateful for the American Legion Department of Indiana's strong support of our effort to build services around our women veterans here in the state of Indiana. And lastly, I'm also very proud of the fact that in just under 3 years, the Indiana Veterans Home, that historic facility in West Lafayette, has improved from a 2-star rating, below average, to an above average 5-star rating facility in the state of Indiana. It's the highest possible rating. But you know, it's nothing more than our heroes deserve. Now, the old book says, if you owe debts, pay debts. If honor, then honor. If respect, then respect. And what I recount to you today, what we've been able to do together with the American Legion Department of Indiana, is simply an ongoing effort in the state of Indiana to pay a debt we can never fully repay. Those of you who served, put on the uniform, are owed a debt. And the people of Indiana know it. You know, I saw a headline the other day that in a big city newspaper in the state that said that Indiana was the 35th least patriotic state in America. I thought, whoever wrote that article needs to actually drive around Indiana on the 4th of July, and they might get a different opinion. I was down in Linton, Indiana. It was raining cats and dogs. There must have been 10,000 people along the parade route. Didn't matter. Rain or shine, we were out. We celebrate our freedom in Indiana, and we cherish you who defended it. So I would say to you, as your governor, I'm here simply to say thanks. Simply to tell you that our ongoing efforts as your governor will be to stand by you who've stood for us. And I'll close where I opened, and that is thinking of that veteran who raised me. His bronze star now is in a frame. My mom put it there with a picture of him the day he got it pinned on. It wasn't until I was an adult that I got out the statement and read why he got it. He told us a lot of funny stories about it when we were kids. None of them even close to the bravery that was associated with what he did. You know, my dad, just a couple days ago, would have been 83 years old. He's gone since 1988, but he's still my hero. He raised me to believe in just a couple of basic things: to have faith, to love your family, and to step up and stand up for your country. He's my hero to this day, and I just want you to know that everything I do as your governor will always be animated by the old man who never talked about the service. In fact, whenever he talked about those days in Korea, he said the heroes were the ones that didn't come home. We'll pray for them. But we'll stand with you. So help me God. If you'll permit me, I have one more piece of business. And that's to pay a debt of gratitude to an individual who has an extraordinary career in public service. Retired after 31 years as a journeyman tool and die maker from General Motors in Kokomo, Indiana. He's wrapping up his tenure as the commander of the American Legion Department of Indiana. Married 42 years to his precious wife, Claudia. Two daughters, two grandsons. History with the Legion began at Post 418, Walton, Indiana, 1971. Was a post service officer, post chaplain, post vice commander, post commander. Came up the ladder with a heart of service for our veterans in this storied institution. Served as chairman of all four Department of Indiana commissions. Served the national organization as vice chairman of the Americanism Council. Served the past 10 years as the veteran service officer in Cass County, overseeing the support and services of some 3,700 veterans. His time in uniform, served from 70 to 72, deployed to Vietnam, one of the Screaming Eagles, part of the Army's 101st. His motto for his term in office, duty, honor, country, no sacrifice too great. A term he and his fellow troops learned and recited daily during basic training back in 1970, and it never left him. And so, as governor of the state of Indiana, it's my privilege from time to time to single out a citizens for particular honor. Those individuals who, by their character, by their service, and by their devotion, have simply made Indiana a better place to live. And so join me in congratulating Commander Larry Lowry on being the newest recipient of the state's highest honor, the Sagamore of the Wabash, with all the rights and privileges appertaining thereto.